The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage in life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Laughrup Forest Products. For more than six generations, Laughrup Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Kenyon Arena on the campus of Middlebury College, this is Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. This evening, your Middlebury Panthers take on the Wesleyan Cardinals. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Brent Luthner here at Kenyon Arena. The Panthers coming off a 1-1 weekend. The first one was at Connecticut College. They visited the Camels in New London last Friday night. And the game got off to a slow start for the Panthers. Connecticut College would score 6:34 into the contest on a first career goal from Matt Gates. Matt Gates getting his first career goal. Matt Michaud gets the lone assist, 6:34, 1-0 Conn College. Into the second we would go. Brian Belisle off of an interesting situation. The Panthers had just gotten the puck frozen by Connecticut College goaltender Avery Gabo, but with a scrum in front, the referees decided to take the puck out of the zone to the neutral zone. Connecticut College would get a face-off immediately off of that in the Middlebury end. And then from that face-off, Belisle would score. It would be his 10th of the season. Joe Giordano took the draw. He got the lone assist at 11:55. It was 2-0 Camels. It would become 3-0 Connecticut College just 13 seconds later when Jacob Moreau, going through the middle, set up the screen, got a tip on a shot in front, beating Stephen Klein. For Moreau, it was his fourth goal of the season. Mason Evans, Brian Belisle, the assist at 12:08, 3-0 Connecticut College. But the Panthers started to claw their way back into the game. They were being outshot badly in the first two, 31-10. But then the third period, the Panthers starting to get back into it, would get on the scoreboard a minute 55 into the third period, courtesy of Travis Stevens. Here's Stevens. Stevens hit over the line. Sends around the net, around the boards. It goes to the far side. Mowry picks it up. Couldn't get it out of his own shot. Same make Gabo. A rebound score! Travis Stevens on the doorstep. Picked up the loose puck. A minute 55 into the third. The Panthers on the board. They trail 3-1. Travis Stevens, his first goal of the season. Brett Dineen, Connor Lloyd would get the assists, all first assists of the season for them as well, at 1:55, making the score 3-1. The Panthers would put more pressure on the Connecticut College goal, but Avery Gabo would not concede any further goals in the contest. 3-1, Connecticut College with the win, outshooting Middlebury 40-20 in that contest. So the Panthers then took themselves a two-hour drive up to Malden, Massachusetts the next afternoon to take on the Tufts Jumbos at the Malden Valley Forum. And this one would be a goaltending showcase for both netminders, Stephen Klein in the Middlebury goal, Nick Nunes in the Tufts cage. Nunes turned aside all 15 shots he faced in the first period. Klein wasn't really tested in the first. That would change. It was no score after one period. In the second, again, Middlebury continuing the pressure. And 4:30 into the second, that pressure would finally pay off with a goal.
Play down low. This is Danny Jacobs. Jacobs still trying to get possession. McClellan puts out in front. Score! The Middlebury fans that have made the trip to Malden, exulting. Might have got in off a Tufts defenseman, but with 15:30 to go in the second period, Middlebury on the board first. They lead 1-0.
Mark McClellan's second goal in the season. Danny Jacobs, the lone assist. And for McClellan, especially good with that one, because he's been snake bitten in so many different ways with the goals, with the scoring opportunities, breakaways that have seen the puck just hop off of his stick just out of his reach or get robbed or any of those things. And so McClellan just throws it out in front, bounces off a leg and in. McClellan's second from Jacobs at 4:30 made it 1-0 Panthers. And from then on, as Tufts gained control of the game, it became the Stephen Klein show. Made a key save, telescoping out on a tough shot in the second period, and then slid across going post to post to make a fine save in the third period. All told, Stephen Klein would turn aside 41 jumbo shots in earning his first shutout since last season when he shut out Connecticut College. Middlebury would get the 1-0 victory. Tufts outshot the Panthers 41-30 in the contest. Only one would sneak by, and it would go by Nunes off of his own player. That's how good the goaltending was in the game on Saturday afternoon. And it's pretty easy to figure out who the three stars of that one were. Nick Nunes, Mark McClellan, Stephen Klein, stars of the game in that one. So the final score again was 1-0. Middlebury got the victory over Tufts. And what that does now is still sets up the chance of making the playoffs. And of course, that's what you can always hope for the Middlebury Panthers or any other team in the NASCAC. Middlebury now sits 2-10 in the conference. They are 4 points behind Bowdoin, who are at 4-8. Everybody's played 12 games, so everybody's got 6 to go. 4 back with 6 to go. Connecticut College is in the middle of those two teams. Con College at 2-8-2 have 6 points on the season. And then after that, pretty much it's teams that Middlebury probably will not catch. Tufts in 7th place at 11 points, 5-6-1. Wesleyan and Trinity come into this one, 14 points apiece. Wesleyan 5-3-4 in the conference. Trinity 6-4-2. Colby and Amherst matching 6-3-3 records. They have 15 points, sitting in 3rd place. 2nd place is Hamilton. They've been in 1st all season, but have faltered a little bit. They're at 6-2-4. Williams, the top seed as of tonight, they are at 7-2-3 in the conference, 17 points on the season. When we come back, we'll get you set for this evening's game between Middlebury and Wesleyan, as well as here's some comments from head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of tonight's contest. And more when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardton Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemieux, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Lather Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lather Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena as we're getting set for the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals. Second of two regular season meetings between the two schools here tonight from Kenyon Arena. Now, of course, Wesleyan comes into this matchup in conference with a record of 5-3-4. Overall, they have a record of 10-4-4. The interesting part about Wesleyan is they are a very streaky team in games. They have had, especially in their last six, actually they're 3-0-4 in their last seven, but of those four ties, two of those, they were actually down by multiple goals in the game. 4-0 to Connecticut College, 2-0 to Amherst, and came back to tie both of those games. And then the next day, after the Amherst game, they were up by 3 on Hamilton, only to surrender that lead and finish in a 3-3 tie. And, of course, early in the season against Middlebury, they were up 3-0 in that contest before Middlebury would come back and eventually fall short, just losing 3-2. But still, it's a Wesleyan team that is a little bit streaky in games, so we'd have to keep an eye on that as we go along. As we look at the Middlebury lineup and noticing a couple of scratches, at least names that we do not see on our line chart tonight. Brett Dineen is not in the lineup, number 33. Of course, Matt Daugherty, Zach Weir, and Spencer Cage all out of the lineup. But no Brett Dineen, he is out this evening. Brendan Dawson, who did not play last weekend, is back in the lineup, however. Number 2, the freshman out of Medway, Massachusetts. So at least good to see him back out there playing this evening. Braden Quast played last weekend. He's out of the lineup tonight against Wesleyan as well. The four centers look like it's going to be Danny Jacobs, Vinny Gesanti, Jimmy McKee, and Joey Pacini. Pacini's been playing well lately. He's picked up the game since he's seen more of the ice time, and he's getting the nod tonight. He's going to center a line with Greg Conrad and Danny Tye, although all of this is subject to change, of course. Vinny Gesanti will be centering Mark McClellan and Travis Stevens. Danny Jacobs will be in between Kamil Tkachuk and Mitch Allen. And then Connor Lloyd between Connor Lloyd and Trevor Turnbull. Those are what's listed as the forwards, although you also have Sun Ho Park and Ethan Cohen in uniform tonight. Brendan Dawson, Frank Cosolito, Andrew Neary, David Bellucci. It's going to be a little thin on the defensive line tonight. Nothing like the game against Connecticut College last Friday when they were really banged up on the blue line. But still, the Panthers will look to play their way through tonight's matchup against Wesleyan, try to piece themselves together a victory. We do not have Wesleyan's line charts available to us at this time, or at least the coaches have not sent them up at this moment. We do know Wesleyan, and again, probably going to see Dawson Spriggings in net tonight. Spriggings has played 9 of the 12 games in conference. George Blinnick has played the other 3. I'll probably see Spriggings, the senior out of Toronto, Ontario, in the cages tonight for the Cardinals, as Blinnick will be backing up, as will most likely Daniel Weiss, or it might be Matt Houston as well. More than likely Weiss being the senior. Outside of that, some players to look for on that side. Chad Malinowski had the big game last time against Middlebury. And again, we don't have a line chart, so can't tell you if he's in the lineup or not. Imagine he would be. You also got such players as Jordan Jancy, Quincy Ojevolk, and Theo Tidingo doing some damage against the Panthers as well. It's going to be a difficult task for Middlebury coming into this one against the Wesleyan Cardinals. And so before we head to break, we will get you the thoughts of the Panthers head coach, Neil Sinclair, getting set for tonight's action against Wesleyan.
With head coach Neil Sinclair ahead of this evening's game against Wesleyan, and first we go back to last Saturday, a 1-0 victory over Tufts. Stephen Klein, 41 saves, and overall just looked like an excellent performance all the way around for your team. Would that be a good assessment on it?
No, I thought they played hard at Conn and then rallied against Tufts on Saturday, and they played really well. I thought we controlled the play for the first half of the game, and then Tufts got things going, and we had to kill off a few penalties in the third, and I thought the guys did a really good job.
And now that brings to today against Wesleyan, or tonight I should say, and Wesleyan, unusual when I look at them, they're very streaky. They'll get out to big leads and then let the other team come back. They'll fall behind and then come back. Is that something that as a coaching staff would be very challenging to plan for?
I think it's just that Coach Potter hasn't played really well. Wesleyan has a lot of confidence, and they're getting results. Their power play has been doing really well this year, and their penalty kill. So, I mean, special teams is going to be important tonight, so we need to make sure we try to stay out of the box and execute.
Now they have the number one penalty kill in the nation, but last time you played them, you did score on the power play, and the power play, actually special teams, power play and penalty kill for your team has come along well lately. Is that something that's been noticeable on your side?
Oh, I think over the last six games, actually since the Wesleyan Trinity road trip, I think the kids have really started to gel. Things have clicked for them, and so those aspects have been going well for us, and we've been finding ways to win a few games, and that's been exciting.
And still, when you look at all things, still just 4 points out of a playoff spot. We're boating in the eighth spot right now. It's still anybody's ball game. So is that something that is on the minds of the guys?
I think we're still emphasizing trust in the process, staying focused on trying to get better every day, and just making sure that our team culture is where we want to be. And then the other pieces will fall into place.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena as the Panthers and Cardinals are about a minute away from taking the ice, getting set for this contest. The four-man officiating crew has just stepped out onto the ice. We see Bendit and Gosselin, the referees. Roble and Leach are the linesmen. As we are awaiting the Middlebury Panthers and the Wesleyan Cardinals. Middlebury in their white jerseys, trimmed in the navy blue with the Panther logo across the front of the jersey. We'll step out from the entrance to our left and take the ice on the left-hand side, defending the Middlebury end. Wesleyan in the black jerseys, trimmed in red and white, almost like the Chicago Blackhawks alternate jerseys from a decade or two ago. And the Wesleyan Cardinals circle logo, the Cardinal head encircled by Wesleyan Cardinals. That's on the front of their jerseys. The numbers, the player number on the back. Either team has the names on the back. As you hear the buzzer go off, and the Panthers now step out onto the ice. I want to tell you that this has been the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Stephen Klein led the Panthers out onto the ice. Dustin Spriggings does likewise for Wesleyan. 10-4-4 Cardinals coming into this game. 5-3-4 in NESCAC play against the 2-14-2 Panthers, 2-10 in NESCAC. And now let's get the starting lineups.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the beautiful Chip Kenyon 85 Arena for tonight's game between the Wesleyan University Cardinals and your Middlebury College Panthers. And now the starting lineups, first for the visiting Cardinals. Starting in goal from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, number one, senior Dawson Spriggings. On defense from San Diego, California, number 23, sophomore Sean Ross. And from Cortland Manor, New York, number seven, sophomore Chad Malinowski. Here are the forwards from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 25, senior James Klein. From Canaan, New Hampshire, number 20, junior Cam McCusker. And from Boulder, Colorado, number 10, freshman Walker Harris. And the rest of the Cardinals. The Wesleyan University Cardinals are coached by Chris Potter, assistant coach Steve Needham. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some special guests joining us this evening from the Middlebury Amateur Hockey Association and the Squirt Blue Team. The Panthers would like to welcome Ian Olson and Quinn Collins. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Middlebury College Panthers. Starting in goal from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, number 31, junior Stephen Klein. At left defense from Milton, Massachusetts, number 5, senior Andrew Neary. And on right defense from Andover, Massachusetts, number 42, junior David Bellucci. Here are the forwards at left wing from Peabody, Massachusetts, number 25, senior Greg Conrad. At right wing from Victoria, British Columbia, number 9, senior Travis Stevens. And at center from Montreal, Quebec, Number 18, junior Vinny Giassanti. And the rest of the Middlebury College Panthers. Middlebury is coached by Neil Sinclair, assisted by Brad Schuler.
And now for the national anthem, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergence. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergence. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Vergennes, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Hey, you in the truck going fishing or hunting today? Do you have everything you need to bag that big one? You sure? Let's go over that checklist. Snacks, lures, worms, ammo? How about beer for later and breakfast before you get to camp? How about a whole keg? You forgot something, didn't you? Head on over to Virgin's Redemption right on Main Street. They have all those things. And hey, if you need something a little more upscale for dinner when you get home, they have a great selection of wine too. Virgin's Redemption, open 7 days a week.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
National anthem just completed, and we are set to go in this game between Middlebury and
Ladies and gentlemen,
Wesley.
The officials for tonight's game, referees Steve Benoit and David Gosselin, the linesmen Mike Robel and Jay Leach.
There you go. You heard the officials. Steve Benoit, David Gosselin, the referees. Mike Robel and Jay Leach, the linesman. As we are just about set, Middlebury and Wesleyan, second of two regular season matchups. The Cardinals will be going from right to left, defending the Cornwall end, Middlebury defending the clock tower end, going from left to right. Dawson Spriggins in goal. In conference, a 4-2-3 mark in his nine games. A 2.28 goals against average, 9.15 save percentage. Overall, 6-3-3. A 2.21 goals against average, 9.18 save percentage. Stephen Klein at the other end, coming off the shutout. 2-8 in conference, 2.73 goals against, a save percentage of 9.25. Overall, he's 2-11-2, a 2.98 goals against average, a 9.20 save percentage. Game underway, and 10 seconds in, the Cardinals send it into the Panthers' zone. Behind the net, puck comes around the boards, picking it up is Greg Conrad, number 25. Can't clear the zone, though. Puck sent down low, and now Wesleyan trying to defend. Now have to do so here. Conrad on the left wing side. moves in, trying to step around the defenseman Chad Malinowski, number 7. They go to the near corner before Conrad drops on off for the cycle around Travis Stevens, number 9. Chopped out by Walker Harris, number 10, gets it around the wall. Picking it up but not clearing the zone was Kane McCusker, number 20. Cam McCusker, I should say. Sent back behind the Cardinal goal. Line change on for the Panthers, 50 seconds in. Nearly an errant pass, but picked up and skated out by Harris. Center ice and a dump in. Puck goes behind the net, and now here come the Panthers. The skate out at center ice is Brendan Dawson, number 2. Dawson had it knocked off of his stick, however. And it's picked up and chipped forward that time by Kamil Tkachuk, number 38. Going in as well, Mitch Allen, number 26. Allen flies the puck free right by the Zamboni door on the far side. Backhand pass by Jacobs is deflected, and now here come the Cardinals the other way. In is Luke Babcock, number 9. Babcock centers it out in front, but it's behind everybody. Comes out to the high slot, a couple stick lifts, and a shuffleboard out to the neutral zone and all the way to the Cardinal end. Retreating for this one, the Cardinals. That was number 4, Michael Minter. Now on the right wing side, in comes Griffin Martin, number up, checking out the wrong side. Minter Malinowski wears number 7. I'm looking ahead to tomorrow night's game. Shot deflected, goes just wide. Rebound is flipped up and out of the zone. Stevens, left wing boards, on goes McClellan. Mark McClellan, number 37, into the corner. Ties up and then gets knocked down. Puck comes to Sun Ho Park, number 13, who pinches in to keep the puck low. But now the Cardinals come out to center. 17:50 to go, first period. No score. Springings had to play it behind his own net. Sends it around the wall near sideboards. Malinowski chips it up and out to center. Trying to get onto the loose puck. Hunter Vanier, number 26, knocked off his stick. Bounce around a little bit. Now here come the Panthers. Stevens. Nice pass to the right wing side. Vinny Jasanti's shot just goes wide near post. Rebound comes careening out to the neutral zone. Andrew Neary, the captain, number 5, back for it. Last ice pass, Bellucci knocks it off a stick that was loose on the ice right in front of the Middlebury bench. And that creates a little bit of consternation for the Panthers. The Cardinals have it. Into the zone before it's intercepted that time by Connor Lloyd, number 44. Lloyd chips it up and out to center. Quickly dumped back into the zone by Sean Ross, number 23. Panthers set it up behind with Bellucci. 3 minutes gone by, first period, no score. Bellucci steps out the left side. Pass on to the left wing side. Now a cross ice wall pass. Neary's on it. Neary trying to send one out in front, but a good job defensively by Theo Tidingo, number 17. Puck around the net. Colmar set, number 22, turns it over. Sharp angle shot under the stick of Trevor Turnbull, number 20. Turnbull was on that doorstep, and if he was able to get his stick on it, it would have been 1-0 Panthers. Neutral zone play. Skating ahead with this one, Tyler Coburn, number 21. Dumps it into the Panthers' own line. Change on for the Cardinals. 16:21, first period, no score. Wesleyan and Middlebury here in NESCAC action. Panthers looking to get as many points as possible in the standings. Turnover in the zone. They knock around a little bit. Going after it and winning the puck, Tkachuk. Tkachuk knocked down. Puck slides off his stick. Cardinals come out to center. A skate ahead for Cam McCusker. McCusker, nice centering pass out in front and a nice save by Klein. A mini breakaway. Klein got the left pad out. Rebound loose on Klein's right side. Comes back to the point. A wrist shot from there. Deflected wide. Taken by Mike Yablong, number 2. Still the puck in Cardinal possession. One-time attempt was actually held off by Walker Harris as it was tying him up a bit. Panthers trying to knock the puck free in the corner. Far side to our left. McCusker in a board battle now with Jacobs. McCusker falls, loses an edge there. Shot from the point deflected, and it just goes wide. Klein was playing it one way, and that deflection went completely in the opposite direction. Still loose near side corner. Picking it up behind the net, James Klein, number 25. Puts it back out to the point. That's as far as it gets. A bouncing puck. And Mitch Allen tries to get out of the zone, but couldn't. A long shot taken by Sean Ross, number 23, is blocked down. And now Middlebury does chip it out to center. And Mitch Allen comes on to the loose puck. Clinton dances his way around one. Chopped out of the zone by Malinowski. Cross ice pass is going to play right off the wall and all the way down by Dylan Hulls, number 19. Centered out in front, blocked down. And a hand pass is going to be called. And so we'll get a faceoff. 14:44 to go in the first. No score. Wesleyan and Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, sponsored by One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virginia. Base off to the right of Stephen Klein. Panthers couldn't change their players because of a hand pass. Taking the draw, Luke Babcock, number 9, against the Panthers, number 6, Jimmy McKee. McKee's going to try to get onto his loose puck. It comes flopping out to center. Back for it is Harbison. Rob Harbison, I should say. His pass is intercepted. Sun Hill Park finds an open spot, sends it down. This will be right on goal, actually, off the carom, and so no icing. Stepping the other way is Babcock. Left wing board pass, gloved down on a chop by Spencer Fox, number 14. Babcock puts it behind the net, gets a return, hops over his sticks. And now Fox has got it right in front of the referee entrance behind the Middlebury cage. Babcock in a board battle this time with, who believe that's Park. Yes, it is. They still do battle. Puck works its way up the wall before it's... Well, trying to clear it out was McKee. Instead, he hit a couple of bodies out in front. Everybody's still trying to pry this puck loose, and finally, Park's got it. Pass goes to Neary around the net. Chopped that further by Conrad up and down into the Cardinal end. There will be no icing on this one. The hit put on that time. Chris White, I should say, number 11, absorbed it. Mark McClellan put the hit on. Now he's in helping out Connor Lloyd. This one cycled behind the net. First one onto it, however, is Hunter Vanier, number 26. Vanier tries to spin out of some pressure, does so momentarily, then spins right back into it. Connor Lloyd chopped it off his stick. Puck goes behind the Wesleyan cage, and now, once again, skating out is White. 13:08 to go in the opening period. No score. Middlebury and Wesleyan in this important NESCAC tilt for the Panthers. Shot deflected to the near side corner to our left. Panthers on defense here. Another shot sticked aside by Klein off the glass. Connor Lloyd's got it. Spins out from some pressure. Sets it up behind the net. Here's Brendan Dawson. Dawson, who is capable of an end-to-end rush, to say the least, steps out. Instead, snaps a long pass off that's deflected. An onside play that Turnbull couldn't control because of a bouncing puck. Puck still bouncing right at the red line before it's settled and backhanded into the zone by Vincent Lima, number 27. 12:30 to go, first period. No score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. Only one shot on goal to this point, and it's off a Wesleyan stick. Turnbull sends it on up ahead, chipped in further by Tkachuk. Going back on it is Ross. Ross sends it around the near sideboards for the Cardinals. Puck picked up, or trying to pick it up. Cole Morissette, number 22, turned it over momentarily, but Ross comes back to help out and regain possession. On up ahead for the onside skate by Quincy Alderwalk, number 16, puts it behind the Panther cage. Now comes around to the far side boards. Jacobs quickly out to Allen. Left wing pass to Jacobs again. His shot, save made by Spriggings. First one of the night for him. And it comes a little more than 8 minutes into the contest. Chipped into the Panther zone quickly the other way. Ogilvoke tried to center out front. Good smothering block that time by Neary. Neary then goes behind the net and picks up the loose puck. Sends it on up ahead to Mitch Allen, who had a slide off of his stick. He comes off for a line change. 11:30 to go in the first period. No score. Pulling up at the blue line, Walker Harris. Harris sends it into the left wing corner. A bouncing puck that's finally able to be controlled by Klein. James Klein. And it's eventually tic-tac-toe back out to the point. Klein sends it back down to the corner. McKee on some board pressure there in the corner. Now picking up the loose puck, Cam McCusker. McCusker's got it. Right wing boards just outside the circle. A little give and go is intercepted, sent all the way down, though. This will be icing against the Panthers. Four white jerseys did not even bother leaving the zone as the whistle is blown with 11 minutes exactly to go in the first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan are scoreless. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting, and SFI certified. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein, controlled by the Cardinals. Worked out all alone in the right wing circle for a pass across was Klein. That was deflected up and out of play. Momentary opening there for Klein, but he opted to go for the pass, and that was dealt with neatly. 10:52 now to go in the first period. Still just one shot apiece. No score as of yet. In to take the draw is James Klein for the Cardinals. Won it a little bit too cleanly from Vinny Gesanti. Puck goes back into the Cardinal end. Retreating for this one is Sean Ross. Ross sends it around the far board. That gets rejected, so comes back to the near side. This pawed ahead by Bellucci. Knocked down by a black jersey, so we play on. That black jersey belonging to Klein, who's got the puck now. Pass on off. Able to hang on to it with Sean Ross. Eventually chipped into the zone. Dawson back. Klein knocks him down. No call. And he's still battle for it. Puck works its way free. Luke Babcock's got it. Babcock looking. Sends it on a cycle. Good job by Conrad to read, though. And break up the cycle, if only for the moment. Cardinals still have the puck. Work back to the point. Harbison can control. Goes all the way down. Panthers get a line change. Midway through the first period, no score. Middlebury and Wesleyan. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brent Luthner here at Kenyon Arena. Important NESCAC action for the Panthers. They walk into the zone. Conrad takes a shot that goes off the leg of Mike Yablon in the corner and eventually behind the net. Comes around to the near side. Boys. Consolito with a shot from a sharp angle. That's knocked aside by Spriggins. Quickly going the other way. It's Dylan Holz. Holz, sharp angle shot. That's off the mark. Rebound comes up to the right point. Kept in by Yablon. Yablon sends back down low. And the puck works free. And now here come Panthers out to center. It's a 3-on-2 if they hurry. But the Cardinals get some numbers back. Still Jacobs. His shot deflected and goes into the near corner. Couple players tie up before the Cardinals get it up and out to center. Sunhill Park collects and sends right back in. 9:07, first period, no score. Middlebury and Wesleyan. A tie up behind the net. Worked free. Centered out in front by Turnbull, but turning away from it was Kamil Tkachuk. Turnbull goes in on the forecheck. Gets hit there by White. They still do battle. Puck kicked along. With it now is McKee. McKee spins out of some pressure and then goes right into another check. Now with it, Tkachuk centering pass across to Turnbull, couldn't get his stick on as he was tied up in front with White. Out to center, McKee intercepts, sends right back in. When the Panthers are clicking, this is what they can do really well, keep pressure on an opponent. 8:28 to go, first period, no score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. A right wing pass, scanning ahead with this one, is Vanier. Vanier onside. Vanier shooting. An easy save by Klein, but the rebound popped loose. Actually went off a body and sat in the slot for a second before Vanier wins it. Off into the corner. It's Andy Espinoza. Back out to the left, the top of the circle for Ross. His shot knocked down in front. Klein might have gotten a piece of it. Now the Panthers come out. Pass on ahead. McClellan's a little too far. No icing. McClellan beats out Chad Malinowski. They do battle down low. Chastanti comes in to help out. Wins the puck momentarily. Helping out there is Stevens. He throws one towards the goal. It's behind. Malinowski's pass off a stick. And away goes Espinoza the other way. Espinoza stood up nicely by David Bellucci. Now here goes Neary. Pass just over the stick of Conrad all the way down. No icing. 7.5 to go. First period. No score in Middlebury and Wesleyan. This is Danny Jacobs onside. Jacobs shot. That's blocked off into the corner nicely by Harbison. Puck is tied up right by the Zamboni door. It's a 2-on-2 board battle. Jacobs trying to win the puck and does so. Danny Jacobs behind the net. Slams on the brakes. Takes a look. Goes back out to the point. Neary. Cross to Bellucci. Winds. Fires. Same ace. Springings in a rebound. Sat free for a second. And then cleared out by the Cardinals. It's a 2-on-2 race the other way. This is Lima. Lima shot. Same made by Klein. The rebound side of the net. Klein's got it. And he holds on. 6:58 in a fast-moving first period. Middlebury and Wesleyan are scoreless. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. A face-off to the right of Stephen Klein. Scoreboard shows three shots apiece to this point. And the Panthers control off the draw. McKee winning it. Brendan Dawson slams on the brakes. Long cross-ice pass from McClellan. And it's going to be an icing. Excuse me, against the Panthers with 6:47 to go in the first period in a scoreless game. Face-off will take place to the left of Stephen Klein. Chilly night here in Middlebury. Still a nice crowd coming out to Kenyon Arena here to take in the action. Panthers off the draw. Puck goes behind the net. First one on it, Marset. Call Marset. Had it knocked off of his stick by Park. Sun Hope Park goes behind the net with it and comes and helps out Brendan Dawson. Pass up ahead is a little bit too far. Park couldn't control it. It's down low for the Cardinals. Shot same made Klein, and he covers up the rebound off the opportunity from Cam McCusker. Check that. Not McCusker. It was 21. Tyler Coburn. 6:26 to go in the first period in a scoreless game between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Of course, our next game will be tomorrow afternoon, a 2:30 pregame show, 3 o'clock face-off. The Panthers taking on the Trinity Bantams right here at Kenyon Arena. Here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. And then they'll have one home game left for the Panthers, and that'll be next Friday night against Williams. That'll be senior night. The last three games for the Panthers in the regular season are on the road. And pretty much if they make the playoffs, the playoff games will be on the road as well. Puck now in the Zamboni during the Wesleyan end before the Cardinals skate out with it. Moving ahead is Klein. Klein onside. Klein shooting and a save made by Stephen Klein. No relation. Both spell their names differently. Back into the Middlebury zone. Klein with a K-L-E-I-N. Then watches it go around the wall. Where Klein, the K-L-I-N-E, keeps the puck in the zone for the Cardinals. Behind the net now in the far side corner. Walker Harris with it. Back out to the point for Malinowski. Malinowski puts down low. It's intercepted and sent all the way back down. This will be icing against the Panthers. And we got the whistle with 5:35 to go in the opening period in a scoreless contest between Middlebury and Wesleyan. So faceoff will come all the way back into the Panther zone to the left of Stephen Klein. Off this tie-up, it's a board battle. If the Cardinals control it, a shot. Nice save by Klein. A one-timer taken by Babcock. Just out of nowhere, but Klein was ready for it. Babcock now. Well, check that. That's not Babcock. It's 19, maybe. The jersey tucked in, couldn't quite tell. Losing an edge is Babcock in the corner to the near side. Checked by Jasanti. They continue the physical battle. Puck works its way free. Babcock tried to center into the circle, but that's intercepted. And Stevens comes out with it. Gains the red, dumps it in. Goes in after. It's more of a chip in. Stevens goes in with Connor Lloyd. He's still digging along, and now finally coming in to pry it free is Connor Lloyd. Kachuk can control. Puck comes around the boards. Stepping out, Spencer Fox. Fox slams on the brakes right by the Cardinals' entrance on the opposite end of the ice. And now Wesleyan looks to come out. Long pass is tipped, so no icing. Klein's got to come out and play it. Consolino wanted to glove it down and just got a piece of it. Frank Consolino, number 34, has got to find his own net now. Sends a pass on the left wing side for the dump in by Connor Lloyd. Gets checked for his effort, but still makes the play. Around the far side boards, with it is Harbison. Sends a pass on, it's a little too far. The Panthers recoil. Mitch Allen off the wall, that's a little bit too hard. Trying to glove it down when unsuccessful was Kachuk. Now a two-on-one, quickly developing, and a save by Klein. Going in to put the hit on, it was Consolino. He did make that play, but as a result, it came a two-on-one the other direction, but Klein comes out and makes the stop. 3:58 to go, first period, no score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. Panther Hockey and a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Off the face-off, Sunhill Park trying to win the puck. So is McKee. It sits behind the net. A stuff attempt out in front. Klein shuts the door on. And the Panthers come the other way. Kachuk chips into the zone. Couldn't get around one man, that being Tidingo. Morissette helps to send it around the boards. And it goes Tidingo. He gets tied up near sideboard. Sunhill Park keeps in. Still a board battle down low. Kachuk trying to win a puck. Nearly does on a chop. But it bounces off a skate, goes, and there goes Tidingo the other way. Tidingo loses it at center. Still a battle for it before it's finally sent into the Panther end by Tyler Coburn. Now up and out the center. McClellan was waiting on the puck. It was intercepted, but the Panthers, I should say, regained possession once more. McKee, McClellan at the blue line of Wesleyan. 3 minutes to go, opening period, no score. Middlebury and Wesleyan here from Kenyon Arena. Long pass finds its mark. In the zone, Walker Harris. Harris going around the net, centering it out in front. Klein makes the stop, the rebound loose, and finally the Panthers come away with it. The skate ahead by Jasanti. Vinny Jasanti. Nice poke check by Mike Yablong to prevent the attack. And here go the Cardinals the other way. With it is Harris. Walker Harris leaves off for a shot, and it's deflected wide. Catch our breath for a moment. Puck goes behind the net. It's McCusker. Harris in the left wing circle sends it back out to the high slot for a shot. Save made by Klein. The rebound is dug away at, and then Klein jumps on it. And Brendan Dawson and Vinny Jasanti both come in afterwards. And Jasanti having a word there with the James Klein, number 25. And it looks like it'll just be a conversation and nothing more. 2:20 to go, first period. Wesleyan has now opened up an 8-3 shot advantage, but still no goals on the board. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. He gets his gloves back on. Cardinals control the draw. At the point, Malinowski sent around the boards that time by Dylan Holes. Puck is tied up in the far corner to our left. 3-on-2 battle, the extra being a Panther. That extra is Kamil Tkachuk. He tried to pry it free. Instead, it was kicked off a leg, and it goes behind the Panther cage. Now a 2-on-2 battle. Cozzolino moves it along. This is Tkachuk. It's Jacobs. Quickly sent back into the Panthers zone. Cozzolino goes back behind the net again. Sends it along to Jacobs. Danny Jacobs with a minute 40 to go in the first period. Takes a look behind from behind his own net, I should say. Pass on to the left wing side. Here goes Andrew Neary. Neary's pass is chipped into the zone. Line change on for Middlebury. Around to the near side boards this goes. It's Holes with it. Chips a pass ahead that Babcock couldn't control. Panthers regain. Allen couldn't control it, but neither could number 17, Tio Tidingo. Around the boards goes, far side, Turnbull plays it behind the net, Connor Wood puts it out in front, but Spriggings was equal to the task and made sure the pass didn't get across, covering up. 68 seconds to go, first period, Middlebury and Wesleyan are scoreless. Of course, we'll recap the first period of play, give you the out-of-town scores on the first intermission here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, as we always do. Cardinals control the draw. With it, Malinowski sends to the left wing side. A quick cross-ice pass onto the stick of Sean Ross. Ross sends it behind the Middlebury net. Sending it around is Dawson. Trying to step up with it is Turnbull. Instead, it gets knocked down, so Turnbull goes behind the net. Suno Park off the half boards and all the way down. Already having a step on it, reading the play, was Malinowski. So it's an icing against the Panthers with 43.3 seconds to go. First period, no score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. Bainsoff will come all the way in the Middlebury zone to the left of Stephen Klein. Off the tie-up, played back at the point, Malinowski. Sent around the wall, Dawson the first one there. Sends it further around to the near side boards. A centering pass deflected out to center. Malinowski was already back at his own red line. Drives it back into the zone. Loose along the boards on the near side. Sent past Park, and it goes around to the Panthers to skate out through Brendan Dawson. McKee just chips it into the Wesleyan zone with 10 seconds to go in the period. Behind his own net, Ross. Sends a pass on the left wing side. It goes all the way down. This is going to be icing against Wesleyan with 4.6 seconds to go. And so a face-off for the Panthers in the Wesleyan end. Neil Sinclair, the head coach of the Panthers, barking out instructions. Vinny Jasanti to take the draw against James Klein. And Klein wins it cleanly into the corner. Well, it'll be tied up by Malinowski. Kicked free for a moment, but I'll finish off the period. A period in which the big board shows 9-3 in favor of the Wesleyan Cardinals. But after 20 minutes of play here at Kenyon Arena, we find ourselves with no goals between the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals. First intermission when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This weather report is brought to you by Account Temps, matching highly skilled temporary financial professionals with their clients' requirements for over 60 years. Call or visit them at accounttemps.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
All in all, an uneventful first period in terms of writing things down. No penalties, no goals. 9-3 in favor of Wesleyan. But aside from a couple of opportunities for the Cardinals there that Stephen Klein shut the door on, pretty much a nondescript first period, if you will, between the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals here from Kenyon Arena. Glad you could join us back here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Brent Luthner here at Kenyon Arena in a scoreless game after the first period of play. Middlebury got the first couple of shots, or I should say, Wesleyan got the first shot. Middlebury got three of the next four. But since then, the last seven shots on goal have come off of Wesleyan sticks. But that, however, not indicative of how the period was played. A lot of those shots were taken, from the outside. And so, not much in terms of offensive pressure on either side. As I said, just a couple of odd chances here or there, but nothing in the way of goals through 20 minutes of play. We'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard when we return. Middlebury and Wesleyan are scoreless. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless, excuse me, after one period of play. This is the out-of-town scoreboard. The NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 in Middlebury. On the NHL side of things, the Pittsburgh Penguins, through a Phil Kessel goal, his 16th of the season, have a 1-0 lead over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Kessel just scored literally moments ago, so it's 1-0 Pittsburgh. It's got 6 minutes to go in the first period there. All of the games coming up in a matter of moments or later tonight. The New York Islanders visiting the Detroit Red Wings. Anaheim Ducks are at the Florida Panthers. The Calgary Flames visit the New Jersey Devils. And the Edmonton Oilers visit the Carolina Hurricanes. All those 7:30 starts, those are the only other games in the National Hockey League. Gives us a chance to quickly look at the NESCAC scoreboard. In the men's ice hockey side, one goal has been scored through the first period of all games, and that's by Tufts. They're in the home-and-home with Connecticut College this weekend. Tufts leading by a score of 1-0 over Connecticut College in that game. They're about ready to start the second period at the Malden Valley Forum. Jordan Haney, the lone goal for the Jumbos. They lead 1-0 over Connecticut College. The other games, Hamilton at Colby. We do not have any, well, we can check for a score on that. Wesleyan, well, this game, of course, Wesleyan Middlebury scores. Amherst at Bowdoin, no score late in the first period there. Trinity and Williams in Williamstown, they are scoreless as well. And can we check the score? Can we check the, what's the Colby score against Hamilton? That's a big matchup. Two of the top teams in NESCAC. It's 1-0 Colby after one period of play. between the Mules and the Continentals. So that's the men's side of things. Women's hockey, Middlebury is leading Wesleyan 1-0. That's at the end of the first down in Middletown, Connecticut. Basketball action, the Middlebury women up by 10 on Colby. Just next door here, that's late in the second quarter. Middlebury 30, Colby 20, just right next door here on the campus of Middlebury College. The men are visiting Colby. It's 33-24 Panthers. That is about 5 minutes to go in the first half of that game. And that is all the scores that we have for you here on this day. That's been the Out-of-Town Scoreboard, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. It's no score here between the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals here at men's ice hockey from Kenyon Arena. 20 minutes have been played again. 9-3 in favor of Wesleyan. Now I'm looking at it again. Just interested to see who scored the Middlebury women's goal in that game, as that is at the end of the first period. The Panthers, the Lady Panthers, 10-5-2 overall, 5-4-1 in NESCAC play. The goal was scored by Janka Hinlicka. Scored the lone goal for the Panthers. So 1-0 Middlebury leads. That's after one period of play at Wesleyan. As we said again, no score at the end of one. Every game having so much significance, especially for the Panthers, having dug themselves the hole earlier in the season. Playing well as of late. Middlebury, of course, having won two of their last three games. Stephen Klein turning in a 41-save shutout against Tufts the last game out. Stephen Klein's only allowed 4 goals in his last 3 games, stopping 110 out of 114 shots in the 3 games in which the Panthers have gone 2-1. So he is playing well for Middlebury in the last couple of games, especially starting to find his old form back that he had last season before his lower body injury cost him costing several games in the regular season and the playoff run. So good to see Stephen Klein getting back into the groove, so to speak, here for the Middlebury Panthers. And the game Panther fans are looking out for, not just the Connecticut College Tufts game, but also the Amherst and Bowdoin game, which, as we said, it's in Brunswick, Maine. And that game is gone to the dressing room scoreless. Amherst and Bowdoin have no score after one period of play. Amherst at the 11-9 shot advantage in that one, but nobody has put a puck in as of yet. So they're at intermission. Here it's scoreless between Middlebury and Wesleyan after one period of play. Second period of action when we come back. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest, mattresses. Hubbard's and Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs. And Telescope Casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the ice for more Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena as both teams have taken the ice for this second period. The player entrances have now had their doors closed. The Panthers will be going from right to left here in the second period. Defending the Cornwall end. And the white jerseys trimmed in navy blue. The Wesleyan Cardinals will be going from left to right. Defending the clock tower end. They're in the black jerseys. Trimmed in red and white. Vinny Gesanti to take this draw to start the second period off. And lost it that time to Walker Harris. And we are underway with period number two. Dumped into the Panthers zone. Punch put on behind the net. Neary absorbed it. Around the wall, not out of the zone. Malinowski sends down low. With it, McCusker. Sends down further into the corner. Peeling out Vanier. Shot right into the midsection. Check it, not Vanier. That is Klein. Right into the midsection of Stephen Klein. Getting a whistle. 22 seconds into period number two. Base off will come to the left of Stephen Klein. Gets set for this draw, which will see Luke Babcock take it for the Cardinals, and he'll go up against Danny Jacobs. Check it, Kirill Tkachuk. Where is Jacobs? That shot goes wide. Sometimes the nine scrunches up and looks like an eight on the back of Jacobs' jersey. Puck comes out to center. Here goes Travis Stevens. Unmistakable, his number nine. Dumped into the Cardinal zone. Tie up behind the net. Puck comes to the near sideboards. Wrapped around by Fox out to center. Now a skate ahead. In the zone and a two-on-two. Nice job back checking by Stevens. Babcock tried to feather one across to Dylan Holes, and Stevens came back and made the play. Now out to center. Here goes Dawson. Dawson moves in. Slams on the brakes. Left wing circle. Holds. Looks at his options. Sends a pass across. It's going to get be out of the reach of Cozzolino, back out to center. Quickly dumped back into the Cardinal end. Line change on for the Panthers. 18:45 to go in the second. No score. Shot same as Spriggings off the turnover. This is Jacobs. Danny Jacobs with it. Peels at the right wing circle. Jacobs trying to go with the give and go, but Jacobs was in a collision with Harbison. The puck comes out to center. The retreat by the Panthers. Trevor Turnbull's got it. Turnbull sends the near side, nobody home. A cross ice pass for the Cardinals out to the neutral zone. That also nobody home. Now trying to move ahead, Jacobs knocked off of his stick. Turnbull picks up the loose puck. Turnbull tries to get it to Lloyd and does. He tried to step around and couldn't do so. Back to the point, a hurried shot wide of the cage. Dawson stays back as the Cardinals initially gain possession, but an intercepted pass by McKee sends down low again. He intercepts this clearing attempt on the near side boards. Puck put behind the net, going after it, Joey Pacini. Pacini with it in the right wing corner, far side to our left. Sends down low on the cycle. Here's McKee. McKee tied up behind with one of the Cardinals. It looks like Vanier. Yes, it is. They're still doing battle. Puck works free. McKee tried to stuff one out in front and had it knocked off his stick. Cardinals come the other way with this 2-on-2. Lima now becomes a 3-on-3. Lima still got it in the right wing circle. His shot blocked. Everybody comes back in now to help out. behind the Middlebury net with this one. Neary with a nice job. Active stick intercepting, sending it up to Greg Conrad. Cross ice pass Pacini. Pacini couldn't catch up to the loose puck, but doing so and sending it in is McKee. Forward change on for the Panthers, trying to get to this loose puck. 3 minutes gone by, second period. Middlebury and Wesleyan are still scoreless. Neutral zone play by the Panthers. Neary has it. Sends a pass on the right wing boards. That's behind Jacobs. He lets it go to Conrad, who couldn't control. Still a loose puck in the right wing circle before this comes up and out to center. Foot races on. Jasanti will win it. He beats out Ojevolk. Around the boards it goes. First one on it now. And sending it out is Tkachuk. Neutral zone play. Jasanti. Jasanti on the right wing boards are going to call offside. And we get a whistle. Three and a half gone by. Second period. Middlebury and Wesleyan are scoreless. Middlebury College Hockey and One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's most beautiful gifts, Main Street in Middlebury. Jacobs to take this draw for Middlebury. Lost it to Cole Morissette. But the Panthers regain right there on blue line. Brendan Dawson, I should say, sends into the zone. Forecheck being put on. Panthers nearly gained the possession of the puck, but Wesleyan's able to skate out. Could be a 4-on-2 if everything goes well for them. Morissette, drop pass for a shot. Save made by Stephen Klein off the blast from Chad Malinowski. Pucked in the near sideboards. Chopped out by a couple of players before it goes behind the Panther cage. Stepping up with this one is Ojevolk. Quincy Ojevolk trying to center out front. That's intercepted, though. And it comes to the point for Malinowski on the key. His shot deflected. Save made by Klein. Dangerous spot for Ojevolk, but had the puck just ride right by him. Now with it is Tkachuk. Tkachuk on ahead for Allen. Allen was trying to split through two defensemen and couldn't do so. Back to the Panther end this goes. Retreating Dawson. Long pass off the mark. It's going to be an icing. And we'll get ourselves a whistle with 15:29 to go in the second period in a scoreless game here in NESCAC play between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Again, the Panthers come into this game 4 points out of a playoff spot entering this weekend, six to play. After this, it'll be four. Back to the point. A wrist shot goes wide. Picked up now and sent up and out. Well, trying to send out was Dawson, but his pass was deflected. This does get out to the neutral zone. Dawson had to retreat as it gets sent right back into the Panther zone. Brendan Dawson behind his own net. A little give and go, and it works its way up the boards for a dump in by Stevens. Partial defensive change on for the Panthers. Behind the Wesleyan cage, a collision down low. McClellan and knocked over. McKee back defensively, helping out for this rush by Walker Harris. Near side boards, picking it up Klein. James Klein still with it. Leaves a pass on off for McCusker. Cam McCusker around the net. Eventually works its way back out to the point for the dump in down low by White. McCusker on it again. Leaves on and off. Circling around is Klein. James Klein. This now dropped for Walker Harris. He tried to split through. It's intercepted. Stevens just chips it out. Connor Lloyd goes in on the chase. Lloyd centers it, and Stevens just couldn't get a stick on it. Thankfully for Wesleyan, the defensive play by Chris White prevented it. Back into the Panther zone it goes. Long stretch pass, just deflected a little bit, enough that Connor Lloyd couldn't control. Big collision here. Stevens gives on off to Jasanti. Jasanti, that collision cost a stick and a glove for Spencer Fox. But the Cardinals get the puck back. Fox has a stick and glove back and now passes. Centered out in front, deflected. Klein's going to make the save and hold on. Off the tip from Babcock. 13:47 to go, second period, no score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. Faceoff will be deep in the Panther zone to the right of Stephen Klein. Oh, check it, they're going to switch it up, they're going to go to the left of Stephen Klein. Oh, they're change it again and send it to the right of Stephen Klein. The linesman that was being led all over the place, Jay Leach. Now drops the puck, and Wesleyan controls. Panthers, though, intercept, and Trevor Turnbull's got it. Turnbull ahead to Lloyd, who didn't expect the pass to come, but he shuffleboards it ahead towards the card line. Good job of stick handling, and away in the other direction goes Vanier. Vanier turns his puck over. Dawson runs into some trouble, but Turnbull comes to help out. Lloyd, long pass. It wasn't Turnbull, it was Jacobs. Turnbull was leaking out. Dawson puts the check on, spins around, almost got to the loose, did get to the loose puck, and his pass is intercepted. Dawson gets back in his own near side corner, sends it around the boards. Frank Cozzolino, backhand pass intercepted behind the net. Cozzolino might have telegraphed it a little bit, but the Panthers are there defensively to prevent any problems, at least for the moment. Behind is Espinoza. Sends it back out to the point. D to D pass kept there at the line by Harbison. Rob Harbison, one of the two captains, along with James Klein. His pass is intercepted, and now the Panthers come out to center. And a miscommunication there, dumped right back into the zone as it looked like Danny Jacobs thought Connor Lloyd was going to make a skate down the left wing side. Dawson gives on off to Jimmy McKee. 12:22 to go in another fast-moving period. Middlebury and Wesleyan are scoreless here from Kenyon Arena. And a shot from the point. That goes wide. The puck comes to the near side boards. A blast by Neary is blocked off into the corner. Springings has lost his stick. He's got a forward stick right now, a defenseman stick right now, until they switch again. All legally done, smartly done by Chris White. Puck pops out in front. Conrad tried to get a shot off, couldn't do so. Then a rebound sent all the way down. Neary in a foot race and is going to win the foot race against Quincy Oljevolk. And a faceoff will come all the way in the Wesleyan zone. 11:49 to go in the second. No score.
Is working his game doing official statistics. He's been a part of the athletic communications staff for about 4 years and is graduating this week. How about a nice round of applause for Cameron as we wish him well?
Congratulations to Cameron there as he's working his final game. Puck out in front. Giasanti off the faceoff. Shot and a save made. The rebound is scrapped for. Still loose and it goes behind the net. Not able to jam it home was Tkachuk. Now with it down low is Giasanti. Vinny Giasanti. This is all in the Wesleyan zone right now. Giasanti. Nice pass ahead. Bellucci centers one. It couldn't be tipped by Allen. The rebound out to center. Glorious opportunity. Allen just couldn't get the stick on it. Now the Panthers onside. Bellucci's shot gets the glass. Rebound loose and sent all the way down. No icing as this puck will run out of legs before it can get to the goal line. Bellucci pestered by two Cardinals. Trying to step away with it. One of those Cardinals, Klein, eventually creates a turnover. Centered out in front. Deflected over the net. Rebound. A collision in near side corner. A couple players doing battle. McClellan wins the puck, and the Panthers, nice job by Mitch Allen to chip it ahead. This becomes a 3-on-3 the other direction. Another nice move, this time by Jacobs. Centered out in front. McClellan shot a pad save by Springings. Excellent shot by McClellan, but Springings read it and flashed a pad out on it. Now an onside play the other way for Walker Harris. Leaves it on off. James Klein's shot hits the side of the net. Cozzolino sends it up near it. Nice pass on ahead. It's a 3-on-2 for the Panthers. Left off by Allen. In front! Turnbull can control. And now here come the Cardinals the other way. Pass is deflected, though, at center. And out to, and then back out to the neutral zone. Halfway through this second period, no score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. Contest, if you want to call it that. Around the boards it goes. McKee out to center. Collision at center. And McClellan, as this one pops out of play, McClellan ran over Spencer Fox, who had just pulled up some ice right in the center ice circle. 9:47 in the second, no score. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs. Branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. Panthers control the draw, send into the Wesleyan zone. Going back for this one is Yablok. Mike Yablong around the wall, trying to pinch in his Sunhill Park, and he's not able to do so. Now it becomes a 3-on-2 the other way. Shot save made Klein, and he holds on. Easy shot for Klein to handle off the wrister from Dylan Holes. 9:28 to go in the second period. No score between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Faceoff will be in the Panther zone to the right of Stephen Klein. Trevor Turnbull to step into the faceoff circle going against James Klein. This one just knocked aside by Stephen Klein. It bounces off the referee's leg, and now the Cardinals have possession. Sharp angle shot deflected and goes just wide. Near side corner, Vanier. You couldn't control around a man. The puck comes to the point, but not out. Knocked along, trying to glove it down was Lloyd. Couldn't do so. Vanier behind the net. Leaves it on for Espinoza. Back out to the point, Yablong. His shot gloved down and held on to by Stephen Klein. 8:56 to go, period number two. Middlebury and Wesleyan scoreless in this important NESCAC tilt, really for both clubs. Wesleyan fighting more for position. Middlebury fighting to get into the playoffs. Giusanti to take the draw against Walker Harris. And Harris wins the draw. Eventually back to the point Malinowski couldn't control. Knocked around a little bit. With it is McCusker. McCusker around the net. On to leave one off for Klein. He does eventually get it out, muscling Giusanti, if you will. Puck behind now. Klein's got it again. Centered out front, James Klein. It's knocked aside. Malinowski pinching down low. Malinowski shooting and a save made by Stephen Klein. And he holds on. 8:25 to go, second period. Still scoreless between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panthers radio network. Brought to you by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Stephen Klein sets up to take a look at this faceoff to his right. And Danny Jacobs in to take the draw, but it's kicked out to the point. Shot goes wide. Wesleyan in possession. To the point for Harbison. Holds and sends one down to the corner near side boards. McClellan trying to chop away at it. Harbison now has it the point right to Klein, who holds on. 8:05 to go, second period. No score, Middlebury and Wesleyan. A reminder, our next broadcast here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network comes tomorrow afternoon. It's a 3 p.m. face-off, pregame show at 2:30, when the Panthers take on the 14th-ranked Trinity Bantams right here at Kenyon Arena. Off the draw, face-off goes all the way into the Wesleyan zone. Back for it is White. Forecheck put on by Stevens, helped out by McClellan. Stevens got it in the near side corner. All this to our left. Now puck behind the net. Centered out front. Here's Neary shooting. Score! Andrew Neary found a spot through his screen. It might have been tipped in front. But with 7:44 to go in the second period, the Panthers on the board first, leading 1-0. Time and a goal, 12:16. And we'll get the particulars if it's Neary's or if it was tipped out in front. I believe it was Neary's goal. And if so, it's his first of the season. This all the way in, and icing is going to be against the Panthers. And so faceoff will come all the way into the Panthers zone. 7:36 to go in the second. 1-0 Middlebury. A lot of chirping going on down there tonight. Off the draw, Wesleyan controls. D to D pass, a shot deflected over the net. Rebound, Bellucci around the wall. Joey Pacini on it. Chips around a man and goes in after it. Joey Pacini, right wing corner. He does a board bow with the man. Chipped around Sean Ross. Back out to the point, Bellucci. Joey Pacini sends down low. Vinny Gesanti still cycled around. Pacini on it yet again. They do a board battle. Puck worked free. The Massachusetts guy and two Canadians out there. That's centered out in front. That's deflected. And now the Cardinals come out the other way. An onside skate for Fox. Shot save made and shuffled away by Klein on the rebound.
The assist number 39, Danny Jacobs, and number 9, Travis Stevens. The goal coming at 12:16 of the second period. That's Neary from Jacobs and Stevens. Goal coming at 12:16 of the second period.
And there's the particulars as you, all this play is happening in pretty much a tennis match between the zones. Around the board. This is in the Middlebury end now. Turnbull. And then it's eventually up and out to center. Panthers regain. Behind their own net. This is Brendan Dawson. Left wing boards for Jimmy McKee. Sends it further up said boards to number 44, Connor Lloyd. 5:55, second period, 1-0 Panthers. Around the net. This one is sent by Sunho Park. A bit of a board battle, and out to center it goes. Lloyd tried to chop it free, instead it goes the other way. This is Lima. Drop pass, dangerous opportunity. Nope, not for long. Panthers did well defensively as a team to just cut off all avenues to the net, and it's back out to the neutral zone. Wesleyan retreating. Long pass, well read by Brendan Dawson, who steps in the other way. Dawson chips into the Cardinal zone, goes after it, centers it out in front. Stevens couldn't get a stick on it. Now here come the Cardinals in the other direction. And across the Panther line, Chris White shot easily saved by Klein, and he holds on. And then afterwards, White gave a little bit of a jab to Stephen Klein's glove. And Brendan Dawson gave him a little bit of a shoulder after it. 5:11 to go in the second period. Andrew Neary's first of the season has given the Panthers a 1-0 lead. And for the senior captain, that is goal number 2. In his Panther career, in his 73rd game. So Stephen Klein has a chat with one of the referees, that being Stephen Oyt. Off the draw, shot echoes wide, the rebound near side, now to the far side it goes. Centered out in front, a bouncing puck, but a nice shot by Frank Cozzolito to cut off any danger. Cardinals still trying to put the pressure on, but everything's to the boards again. Danny Jacobs. Yeah, poked off of his stick. McCusker's got it. Had it. Now they're tied up again. It's a two-on-two corner battle that Danny Jacobs is going to skate away with. They give to Mitch Allen, who just flops it up and out to center. Kicked around a little bit. Now Jacobs has got it. Jacobs onside play. Pulls. Fires. Goes wide. Rebound to the near side point. Mitch Allen goes back, gives a cross-ice pass to David Bellucci. Bellucci sends behind the net. First one on it, Sean Ross. Ross tied up. Penalty call coming up. And it's going to be against... Well, it's going to be a roughing call, and it looks like it's going to be against Middlebury. So with 4:20 to go in the second, we have our first penalty of the game. Danny Jacobs will sit. As Coach Sinclair had said pregame, he wants his team to stay out of the penalty box, and they've done so pretty much. No penalties up until that point. Cardinals coming into this ranked 17th in the country on the power play. They are 18 for 79, 22.8%. Panthers killing them off. They're 61st in the country currently, 78.2%. Shot save made by Klein, and he holds on off the break-in. Panthers 68 for 87. Their struggles came in the first half of the season. 78.2%. However, Middlebury has killed off 14 consecutive power plays, spanning the last four games, three consecutive of no power play goals against. Colby, the last team to score a power play goal on the Panthers, they scored 2 in their game here, a 4-3 victory. against Middlebury. That came back on January 20th. An onside skate into the zone. This is Klein. James Klein trying to put one on goal. Couldn't do so. Klein's got it again. Leave off and then sent down low for McCusker to deal with. A bouncing puck. And that was going to be tough for Malinowski from the get-go. It took one little deflection and hopped, and Malinowski would have had to do some Ozzie Smith-like work. And a shot hits the referee behind the net. A stick goes flying and is caught. Explain that in a moment. In the meantime, puck worked at the point. Malinowski's got it. Still working on the perimeter here are the Cardinals. Seeing another 55 seconds on the power play. Malinowski, his shot deflected wide. So he had a shot hit a referee behind the net. Then we had the stick of Andy Espinosa get flipped up in the air. And Espinosa caught it on the way down. Cross-ice pass intended for Espinosa was easily read and sent all the way down by Brendan Dawson to the delight of the crowd, as you can hear. 34 on the power play, 2:52 to go, second period, Middlebury with a 1-0 lead. Malinowski, cross-ice pass, finding Babcock. Luke Babcock onside, left wing circle. Drop pass and then the setup by the Cardinals. To the point, Yablon. Cross to the right point, Tidingo. Yablon again, high slot. Go a one time in the slot attempted, but fanned on that time by Holes. That's what they're looking for, the Cardinals. Holes couldn't control that pass again. Tidingo's got it at the right point. Tidingo, his shot blocked off by Lloyd. A bouncing puck is sent out of the zone. Bellucci giving Holes a rough ride in the process. Power play is over. Wesley an 0-for-1 with the man advantage. And the Panthers have killed off 15 consecutive. Now Turnbull on the intercept. Here's Danny Jacobs. Jacobs in. Jacobs toe drag. Jacobs couldn't get around the poke check, but a penalty call. Hooking is going to be called, and the Panthers will go to the power play. Time and a penalty, 18:03. Hooking is the call. In the box goes Lima. By now, the nation's number one penalty kill. We'll get a chance here against the Panthers. Middlebury scored a power play goal against Wesleyan the last time they played. Wesleyan's power play, number one in the country, 61 of 65. They've only surrendered 4 power play goals. One of them to these Panthers, who are 21% overall in the season, 13 for 62. That is good for 26th in the country. Bellucci's shot just tipped wide. Brittany's might have gotten a save on that. Neary, Bellucci, Holes, sends into the corner. Chisanti's got it. Vinny Chisanti. Bellucci's one-timer is blocked down in front. Rebound to the point. Neary keeps in. Neary sends to Jacobs. A centering pass out in front for Chisanti, deflected. And this one sent up and out of the zone on a deflection. And now a one-on-one the other way, shorthanded. Neary deals with the shot attempt that time by Ojevolk. It's the Ojevolk still down low. Ojevolk wins the puck. Ojevolk comes out in front and couldn't get it on goal.
This is the last
game of fight. A little bit of a shout got the attention of some of the fans. As you hear Brzeman in the background, less than a minute now to go here in the second. 50 seconds to be exact. Neary. Left wing side, Allen. Mitch Allen, and across the Cardinal line. Allen tried to dip through, couldn't quite do so. Knocked forward, Turnbull kicks it around a little bit. Mitch Allen's got it again. Back to the point, Stevens, cross ice for Dawson. Dawson holds. Smart idea, instead of going for that diagonal pass, kept the safe play. Centered out in front, so he made a rebound, is still loose, and covered up by Spriggings. It was loose in the slot for a moment, or in the goal crease, I should say, for a moment, but then Spriggings got the glove on it. 24 seconds to go here in the second period. 27 seconds on the power play for Middlebury. They lead 1-0. Middlebury College Hockey and the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Foster Motors, home of the We Care people, on Route 7 in Middlebury. Off the draw, Panthers control. Dawson sets it up for Allen. Back for Dawson. Goes into the corner. Turnbull. 13 in the period. Mitch Allen. Turnbull again. Takes a look. Centered out in front. Deflected. And it'll come out of the zone. Dawson will retreat. And that will be how the second period will end. So the Panthers get the lone goal in the period. Andrew Neary, the captain, scoring his first goal of the season at the 12-16 mark to give Middlebury a 1-0 lead as the teams head to the dressing room after two periods of play. We'll recap the second period and give you the out-of-town scoreboard when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting your second.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
Hey, you in the truck going fishing or hunting today? Do you have everything you need to bag that big one? You sure? Let's go over that checklist. Snacks, lures, worms, ammo? How about beer for later and breakfast before you get to camp? How about a whole keg? You forgot something, didn't you? Head on over to Virgin's Redemption right on Main Street. They have all those things. And hey, if you need something a little more upscale for dinner when you get home, they have a great selection of wine, too. Virgin's Redemption, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
After two periods of play here at Kenyon Arena, 1-0 the Middlebury Panthers with the lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals. The lone goal in the period came a little more than midway through. It is at the 12-16 mark with some sustained pressure in the Cardinals zone. The captain will get on the scoreboard. Forecheck put on by Stevens, helped out by McClellan. Stevens got it in the near side corner. All this to our left. Now pucked behind the net. Centered out in front. Here's Neary shooting. Score! Andrew Neary found a spot through his screen. It might have been tipped in front. But with 7:44 to go in the second period, the Panthers on the board first, leading 1-0. For Andrew Neary, his first goal of the season, second goal in his collegiate career. Jacobs and Stevens getting the assist to 12-16, giving the Panthers a 1-0 lead. Shots on goal in the period. The Cardinals had 8, 2-period total of 17. The Panthers had 7, a 2-period total of 10. Our score at the end of 2, Middlebury 1, Wesleyan nothing. Out-of-town scoreboard when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Denneker.
It's Tom Denneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Denneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Denneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Denneker deals, and we make you smile. At Denneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Denneker Virgens, or DennekerChevrolet.com.
Denneker Chevrolet.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Foster Motors is a family-owned dealership that has been caring about their customers for generations. Their excellence in customer service is recognized in their achievement of the Fiat Chrysler Automobiles 2016 Inaugural Customer First Award for Excellence. Foster Motors is one of only 124 dealerships in the country and the only dealership in Vermont to win this award. When shopping for your next car, visit Foster Motors Jeep Dodge Ram Chrysler on Route 7 in Middlebury, Vermont.
And remember, at Foster Motors, we care.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, it's 1-0. The Middlebury Panthers have the lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals through two periods of play. This is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. First, we go to the NESCAC side of things in this period. The other scores, Tufts. That last check was starting the second period with a 1-0 lead against Connecticut College. That's now been expanded to 3-0 after two periods of play for Tufts. They're scoring twice in the second. Jordan Haney's got a pair of goals. Sean Cavanaugh, the other one. So the Jumbos with a 3-0 lead over the Camels after two periods of play. Amherst and Bowdoin are going at it in Brunswick, Maine. That was scoreless after one period. It is 1-1 between Amherst and Bowdoin after two. Cody Tedesco scoring for the Polar Bears. Austin Ho for Amherst College. 1-1 between Bowdoin and Amherst after two periods. Trinity and Williams down the road in Williamstown, Massachusetts. They're going on right now. Of course, the Bantams come here tomorrow afternoon. And Trinity has a 1-0 lead over the top team in NESCAC, Williams. That is after two periods of play. Tyler Whitney, the lone goal in that game for the Bantams, scoring it 5:51 into the second. So Trinity with a 1-0 lead on Williams. That is after two periods of play in Williamstown. And then the last score that we can get for you, Colby hosting Hamilton. Last check, Colby had the 1-0 lead over Hamilton after one period. Well, they are now after two periods of play and still 1-0 between Colby and Hamilton. That game, of course, at Alphon Arena in Waterville, Maine. So the Mules with a 1-0 lead after 40 minutes of play. Women's ice hockey currently playing Wesleyan. They're about to start the third. 1-0 Lady Panthers with the lead in that game. Women's basketball, Middlebury up on Colby, 47-43, late in the fourth quarter. Just across the way here at Middlebury. The men are at Colby, and the men are trailing Colby 65-64 with a little less than 6 minutes to go in the second half of that game. NHL scoreboard side of things, the Pittsburgh Penguins have a 2-0 lead over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Phil Kessel in the first, and Patrick Hornquist getting his 15th also in the first period for the Penguins. They lead Columbus 2-0 in the second midway through. The New York Islanders have a 2-1 lead on the Detroit Red Wings. That's at the end of one. Josh Bailey's got his 9th goal for the Islanders. Andrew Ladd his 11th. Luke Glendening his 2nd for Detroit. It's 2-1 Islanders after one period of play. End of the first in Florida. The Anaheim Ducks and Florida Panthers tied at 1. Hampus Lindholm's got his 4th goal for the Ducks. And Riley Smith his 10th for Florida. 1-1 after 1 down in Miami. The Calgary Flames a 1-0 lead over the New Jersey Devils after one period of play. Sean Monahan's got his 19th goal for the Flames. End of one. Calgary 1, New Jersey nothing. And their Alberta rivals, the Edmonton Oilers, trailing Carolina Hurricanes 1-0 after one period of play. Jordan Staal's 11th goal of the season, the lone tally in that one. Carolina leads Edmonton by a score of 1-0 after one period of play. That is the NHL and NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. It's sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Here, Middlebury 1, Wesleyan nothing. There will be 3 seconds of carryover power play time, so by all counts, Panthers will be 0-1 on the power play as we start the third period. But they have a 1-0 advantage on the scoreboard after 40 minutes of play. We will have the third period of action for you when we come back. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This weather report is brought to you by AccountTemps, matching highly skilled temporary financial professionals with their clients' requirements for over 60 years. Call or visit them at AccountTemps.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Stephen Klein and his other goaltenders rocking back and forth right by the entrance. And they are about to take to the ice here for the third period. Middlebury leads Wesleyan by a score of 1-0. Dawson Springings waits further back in the tunnel before taking 3 or 4 steps and hopping out onto the ice, leading the rest of the Cardinals out as well. And we will see if Daniel Weiss, one of the backup goaltenders, jams out like he did when he came out for the second period. Yep, that's the case. Rocking back and forth a little bit to the music in the background. Again, 3 seconds of carryover power play time for the Panthers. He's getting ready to step out of the box. Is Vincent Lima. Vinny Gesanti, Mitch Allen, and Kamil Tkachuk will be up front. David Bellucci, Andrew Neary, the defenseman. To start out this third period, it'll be Walker Harris to take the draw. He'll be joined by James Klein up front. And then coming out of the box, Vincent Lima, the defenseman, Chad Malinowski, and Sean Ross. Third period is underway. Out of the box, Lima skates across the ice to allow number 20, Cam McCusker, to come out. Now everybody's even strength here as the Panthers come into the Cardinal zone. Chipped in and chased after by Allen. Allen wins the board battle and comes around the near side. On the point, Pelucci, a shot save made, and Gesanti just couldn't get his stick on the rebound. Neary holds and throws down low, deflected. Gesanti ties up a man. Puck comes along to the near side corner. Going in after it is Ross. Back up and out to center. Quickly sent back in. Ross now with it. Ross steps into the Panther zone. Got separated from the puck, however. And now Neary sends a long pass ahead. Onside play. Line change on for Middlebury. So, oh, nice job by Tkachuk leaving it off. Dawson, he tried to drag it through, though, and has knocked off his stick. Cozzolito shot pad save made by Springings. Rebound, far sideboards, and up and out to center. Now 3-on-2 coming for the Cardinals the other way. Left wing side, and a good job breaking the play up was Cozzolito. 18:46, third period, 1-0 Panthers. Behind the net it goes. Dawson's got it. Trying to spin away from trouble. That coming in the form of Spencer Fox, and does so. Gets the help, and then the puck comes up, not out of the zone. Cozzolino back to Dawson, ahead to Jacobs. Andy Jacobs, and across the Cardinal line. Shooting, deflected in the near side corner. Sent behind by Stevens, collected for the moment by Jacobs, and then turned over. Jacobs puts on the forecheck, causing Mike Yablong to turn back towards his own goal line, and then skating up with it. Yablong at the red line gives a pass on the left wing side for Hulse. Dylan Hulse tried to drop it off a la rat play, and that's cut off. Hulse got it, far corner. Dylan Hulse still with it, watched by Sun Ho Park, and then the errant pass is collected and skated out by Travis Stevens. Stevens onside across the Wesleyan line, shot right into the logo of the goaltender, Dawson Springings, getting a whistle. 2 minutes and 14 seconds gone by here in the third period. Middlebury leads 1-0. Base off to the left of Dawson Springings. And a little bit of a face-off violation there. We'll get Jimmy McKee kicked out of the circle. In comes Turnbull. Winning the draw, back was Hunter Vanier. Around the boards on the near side, but not out of the zone. Good job by Lloyd to keep in. Vanier puts the hit on Lloyd, and the puck goes down into the corner. Lloyd chasing Malinowski behind the net. Nowanowski gets the pass on off, and this one comes out, and a bouncing puck just goes right over McKee's stick, and a 2-3-on-3 the other way. Shot save made by Klein. Might have gotten a piece of it through his screen. Kicked around a little bit. Vanier's got it. Hunter Vanier turning, spinning in the near side corner to our left. Tried to put back out to the point, but that's intercepted. The Panthers come out with it. Nice pass on ahead to Andrew Neary. Neary knocked off the puck nicely at time by Sean Ross. Around it goes, and up and out to center ice, just out of the reach of Andy Espinoza. A bouncing puck right in the center ice circle. The Cardinals collect and take into the Panthers zone, trying to split the defense, Vincent Lima, but it's knocked off his stick. Now down low, a shot saved, made by Klein. Nice backhand pass. Espinoza gathered it and thought he would deep Klein out by going across instead of one-timing it, but Klein ran it all the way. 16:41 to go in the third. 1-0 Middlebury. Face off to the right of Stephen Klein. Cole Morris set to take the draw, and now we got a little stoppage. Something behind the Wesleyan cage had to be collected. So now we're ready. Morris set to take it for Wesleyan. Loses it to Jasanti. Puck comes around the near side boards. Middlebury comes out to center. Chip in from center ice by Conrad. Pacini goes in after it. Couldn't catch up to the puck. Around the boards, but Bellucci steps up to keep in. David Bellucci now in the left, right wing corner, I should say, in a battle, nice physical battle with Tidingo, and it finally comes out to the neutral zone. Retreating is Dawson, high off the half boards and out to center. Malinowski collects, drop pass for Ross. Left wing side, Marset. Drop pass Ross again. His shot deflected, knocked down in front. Now the Panthers come away with it. This is Jacobs. His pass off a skate all the way down, and Spriggings wanted to play it forward, and it hopped over his stick, and Spriggings had to go down and cover before Mitch Allen collected the loose puck. 15:56 to go in the third, 1-0 Panthers. Middlebury College Hockey and a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Jacobs to take the draw for Middlebury, and couldn't win the draw against Walker Harris. Puck comes around the boards and out to center. Retreating Neary. Neary tied up with Walker Harris. Harris puts a hit on, but the puck comes around the boards. Far side, Ross on the keep. Turned over, Cozzolito to the point, but not out. That kept in by James Klein. Backhand does get out to center. Fading away from it was Allen, so he couldn't quite corral. Wesleyan sends back to the Panther zone. Cozzolito back for it. Wesleyan starting to send two players to the puck as this one gets sent all the way down just out of the reach of Danny Jacobs. Just rocketed around, and so faceoff all the way in the Panther zone on the icing with 15:14 to go in the third, and Middlebury leads 1-0. And as we said, Wesleyan now starting to send two players in on a forecheck. Not unlike Bowden, although Bowden sends three in, and it's almost like the old Soviet Union 3-2 forecheck, what Bowden sometimes does. Now we have a little bit of a delay as there's some chunks of ice or maybe a little bit of a rut right on the side of the right outside the goal crease of Stephen Klein. It's on his right post. So they're doing some work on it right now. Trying to smooth it over and everything. They were digging away at it just before that, so might have been some chunks been left behind by the Zamboni. Everything's fixed. Danny Jacobs in and wins the draw back, but then gaining possession is Cam McCusker. McCusker sends it behind the net for Walker Harris. Harris puts out in front and missed everybody. Goes all the way down. Line change on for the Panthers. 5 minutes gone by in the third. Long pass by Spriggings. A blast off the mark by Klein. Rebound comes all the way back out to the Wesleyan zone again. Center of arc. Had a bounce off of his stick. Here's Klein onside. Klein tries to go through the forest of Middlebury players. It's knocked off and Parks got it. Half boards out to center. McClellan. Nice pass ahead. That's nicely intercepted as well. James Klein onside. Klein dips the shoulder, left wings, puts it off the outside of the post. Trying to find a hole on Stephen Klein. Couldn't do so. Cardinals still with it. Back out to the point. A hurried shot blocked down, and now Middlebury comes out. McClellan, who just blocked that shot, and a two-on-two with Stevens. Into the near corner. Stevens mashes up his man, Tydingo. Now it becomes a two-on-two rugby scrum down low. Everybody finally separates enough to try to work the puck free. And here, one of the referees behind saying, get the puck, get the puck. Now with it, Jasanti. Jasanti ties up down low with Babcock. Jasanti comes away with it to the point. Bellucci shooting. That's why the net. And the rebound just out of the reach of McClellan. Now Wesleyan comes out two on two the other way. Babcock. Pass across. Nice defensive play by Dawson. Now the Panthers skate the other direction. Six and a half. Oh, check that. Yeah, six and a half gone by. Now a whistle. 1-0 Middlebury as Dawson Springings collects a bouncing puck. So faceoff will be to the right side of Dawson Springings. Off the draw. Now the Panthers nearly had the possession. Instead, it comes out the other way. Wesleyan 2-on-2. In the zone, and an onside play, Vincent Lima. Centered it out in front, nobody home. All the way out to Ross at the point. Sean Ross holding. Right wing circle on one timer. Klein easily sees and sticks aside. Now in the left wing circle. Putting on the brakes and trying to do something was Lima and just lost the puck. Now here's Turnbull on the right wing side the other way. Drop past Jacobs. Jacobs trying to drag his way through, but there were two Wesleyan players in the way. This comes out the other direction. And the Panthers now in their own end have to regroup. Pass, intercepted at the point. A wrist shot that's knocked down in front, and then Klein just sticks aside. Cam McCusker creating problems. In front, a centering pass, but not able to get a stick on it with Vanier. Hunter Vanier has now got it again. Sends one back to the point and misses the mark and out to center. Back into the Wesleyan zone now. 12-16, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. An onside chip in for Chris White. Stephen Klein couldn't control. James Klein does. Gets it back out to Walker Harris. Harris tries to put out in front. This works its way to the point. Kicked down and still almost controlled by Harris. And now finally the Panthers come out to center. Aaron pass. White spins it around the other way. Sunho Park does a nice job to intercept before a dangerous opportunity for Harris. Half boards it out to center. Back now into Wesleyan zone. Cardinals regroup. Losing an edge that time was Park. And Wesleyan going on to the red line. Big hit put on. Kamil Tkachuk got knocked down by Rob Harbison, who then takes out Joey Pacini as well. Pass tipped into the Wesleyan zone. That gets a line change for the Panthers. 11:18 to go. Third period, 1-0 Middlebury. Skating ahead with this one is Tydingo. Onside shooting. Same A. Klein. Rebound is loose. They still scrap for it. Still a big old scrum in front. Back to the point for a shot that goes wide. That was a mass of bodies in front. And the Panthers just watch a shot go wide there. Now the other way is Tkachuk. Knocked off his stick by Malinowski. Neutral zone play quickly in Allen. Allen shooting and a blocker save made by Springings. Now with it, Jasanti. Jasanti. It's back to the point, sent down low. Trying to center out front, McClellan's in his skates. Puck worked to the near side boards, sent behind the net. 10.5 to go, third period. 1-0 Middlebury. Andrew Neary, the captain, with the lone goal in this game. Centered it out front. Good keep by Bellucci, and then he pulled it back out. Thought it had come out the first time. Line change on for the Panthers. Back foot, Malinowski. Malinowski tied up this time with McClellan. Puck worked free and now skated out by Babcock. Babcock has to go back. Malinowski. Cross ice and then the attempt to skate into the zone, but losing an edge and sliding in offside was Dylan Holes. 9:54 to go in the third, 1-0 Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Woodware Fine Furniture. Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Off the draw. Deflected and into the zone. Pass on up ahead for Turnbull. Tips it forward to Connor Lloyd. Knocked down and a shot. Nope. It was a beautiful play, but they're saying Jimmy McKee played it with a high stick. And so the faceoff will come out of the zone with 9:35 to go in the third period. And Middlebury still leading 1-0. A neutral zone faceoff to come out of this. The faceoff pretty much right below us, if you will. Just outside the Wesleyan blue line in front of the Wesleyan bench. Jasanti won it clean. Now with it, Dawson. Dawson trying to go around Malinowski and then had the puck knocked off his stick. Collision right at the blue line, but now here comes a two-on-two the other way for Wesleyan. Toe drag and a shot, save made by Klein. Good toe drag by Walker Harris to the point. Tidengo's shot goes wide. The rebound loose in the near corner, or the far corner, I should say. Up and out of the zone, back in offside. Greg Conrad putting the hit on Malinowski afterwards, and the two of them will jaw at each other. 9:04 to go in the third. 1-0 Middlebury. Of course, we're keeping an eye on action in Maine as well. Bowden has jumped out to a 3-1 lead on Amherst midway through the third period there. This one sent into the Panthers zone. Middlebury's got it. Cozzolino. Long pass tipped ahead by Conrad right into the midsection of Yablon. Back into the Cardinal and this goes. It's Harbison. Harbison's cross-ice pass. Onside play here. The step through, a couple opportunities on a one-timer was fanned on by Babcock. From the point, this shot deflected down. Rebound behind the net. Cardinals putting on some pressure here. 8.5 to go in the third. 1-0 Panthers. Right wing corner for a centering pass that's cut off by Cozzolito. He goes and stays behind his own net for the moment. Flushed out, but not before he makes a pass on and off. This comes out to center. Espinoza. Cross-ice pass missed the mark. And the Panthers will regather in their own end. Cozzolino now. Near sideboards. Mike Cozzolino. Nice pass. Safe one on ahead to Tkachuk. Tkachuk into the Cardinal zone. Looking for Allen. It's knocked off his stick, though. And out goes Malinowski the other way. His pass off the mark. Just going to be dumped right back in by Park. Round the boards it goes. Stepping up is McKee to try to win the battle. And does so. Sends deeper into the zone. 7:42, third period, 1-0 Middlebury. Loose puck comes up and all the way down. Back foot Dawson, no icing. Dawson leaves off for Sun Hoh Park. Park, long pass is intercepted by Tidengo. But three Panthers surround the puck. McKee wins it and then gives on off for Dawson. Brendan Dawson crossing right in front of the top of the goal crease. This goes all the way down. It's going to be an icing against Middlebury. Wanting a penalty call was McClellan. Not going to get one. 7:13 to go in the third. 1-0 Panthers. And it looks like Neil Sinclair is going to call a timeout right now. Looked like he was giving it. They're calling it from the bench. Neil Sinclair, did he get teed up for a penalty on this? He looked right at David Gosselin and called a timeout. Well, looks like that's just what it's going to be. Yep, that's the case. So timeout for the Panthers, 1-0. Middlebury leans here in the third period. Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network, brought to you by Lathrop Forest Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Our professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. Lathrop Forest Products, South Street in Bristol. So this, more than anything, the icing timeout the Middlebury will spend. Up 1-0 here in the third period. Trying to hold on here. The lone goal, Andrew Neary, scoring at the 12-16 mark of the second period. Bowdoin leads Amherst 3-1 in the third period at Brunswick. That's a result that the Panthers do not want. Tufts up 3-0 on Connecticut College. Williams up 2-1 on Trinity. And Colby going into the third period up 1-0, or they were going into the third period up 1-0 on Hamilton. Off the draw, Panthers win it. Chisanti won it clean. Neary. Now Bellucci sends a pass on ahead to Kachuk, who couldn't control. And Wesleyan's got the puck back. 7 minutes to go here in the third. On ahead is Walker Harris. Harris, nice poke check and knocking it off his stick. David Bellucci with it now. Yablon. Mike Yablon into the Panthers zone, I should say. First one back is Neary. Andrew Neary. Cross-ice pass and another one just tipped into the zone. No icing. So the Panthers get a full line change. Trying to skate out with this one is Harris. There's a pass on to the right wing side for James Klein. Klein in shooting. Save made by Stephen Klein. And he holds on with 6:26 to go here in the third period of a 1-0 Middlebury lead. Even if the standings don't work out the way for the Panthers tonight, still the good effort once again here by Middlebury. Off the draw, Wesleyan controlling a puck right at the near side boards. Consolito overskated for a moment, but does get it out the center. Quickly back in, an onside play, Espinoza. Espinoza lost possession of the puck. Jacobs had it roll off his stick, and it was actually for the better. There's one right to a Panther player and all the way down. This will be no icing as winning the race is McClellan. About to, putting the arm up was Leach, the linesman, about to call the ice. Excuse me, and then he waved it off at the last second. McClellan sends down low Jacobs. Jacobs and McClellan doing the Middlebury battles. Crowley works free to the near side boards. Cozzolino gets chopped out but sends behind the net. Puck now in the back of the net. Cozzolino's got it. Cozzolino tied up with Luke Babcock. Becomes a two-on-two battle. Travis Stevens comes away with the puck. Stevens gives on across. Cozzolino shooting. Deflected and a save made by Springings off the tip by McClellan. 5:22 to go. Third period. 1-0 Panthers. Face-off will be in the Wesleyan zone to the left of Dawson Springings, and a loose stick on the ice down in the Middlebury zone. It's going to be collected and skated over to the Wesleyan bench. Now everybody's set up. A couple chuckles down in the ice in the process. Chisanti to take the draw against James Klein. Chisanti wins it. Back to the point for a shot by Bellucci. That's gathered by Springings. Couple seconds tick off. 5:19 to go in the third period. 1-0 Panthers. Chisanti again wins the draw. Bellucci holds. Bellucci still with it. Still holding. His shot finally blocked off. Kicked out by Conrad and... Well, that wouldn't have counted if it had gone in, but Springings made the stop anyway. All the way into the Panther zone this goes. Bellucci puts it behind the net. Neary's got it. Pass is intercepted. Dangerous opportunity, and a shot goes wide from Cam McCusker, I should say. Round to the near corner this goes. Panthers in possession. Neary's pass off the wall to Chisanti. Vinny Chisanti onside. He's alone. Now the puck roll off his stick. With it now, McCusker. Pass to the left wing side for Hunter Vanier. Vanier is onside. It's a back out. A bouncing puck controlled by Fox. Spencer Fox to the point. Theo Tidingo sends down low. Puck goes around the wall. Stepping up to this one now, Brendan Dawson. Dawson, 4:15 to go in the third period. 1-0 Middlebury. The send into the Wesleyan zone. set up behind by Tynango. Left wing pass and the skein out by Hunter Vanier. Back to Tynango. Both of them meet resistance from Mitch Allen. This one off the wall. Mitch Allen's got it right wing side. Allen, drop pass for a shot. Nice block in front. Calling for it was Tkachuk. And if not for the Harbison block, it could be 2-0. Now the other way, a toe drag 3-on-2. Just shot wide. Rebound down to the far boards. Still a dangerous opportunity. Cardinals have it. Turnaround pass is deflected away by Tkachuk. Sent down low by Malinowski. Nothing but Panthers back behind the net, though. Although a heavy forecheck being put on now by Wesleyan. 3:18 to go. Third period, 1-0 Panthers. Touch passes. Here goes Ross. Cross ice pass for the blast. Hit the post with the shot. Did number 9, Luke Babcock. Now the other way. A little bit of a flip into the zone by McClellan. He'll do battle with Mike Yablon. Big hit put on in the corner. Stevens has it. Back out to the point for a shot that's blocked to the near sideboards. Cozzolito comes in. Sends it behind for McClellan. McClellan into the corner. Stevens. Back out to the point. Now this is Stevens, I should say, at the point. Nice job diving to keep it alive. Jasanti couldn't control the first time. Couple players jab away at it. Rebound comes to the point. The keep by Neary. Turnaround shot. Save made. Rebound loose in front. Still they scrap for it. And finally turned away. To the point. Cozzolito shot blocked and comes out to center. Quickly back in by Neary. 2:20 to go. Third period. You hear the crowd's appreciation in the background. 1-0 Panthers. Now the puck nearly turned over in front. Jasanti keeps down low. Behind the net this goes. Picking it up, Tynango. On the near side out to center. Back into the Wesleyan zone. Kicking it and controlling it is Klein. Klein goes around and then drops a pass on off. Now skating it out is Walker Harris. Harris chips into the Wesleyan zone. To the Millbury zone, I should say. First one in after Bellucci. Now becomes a tie-up right in front of the referee door. Minute 38 to go. Third period. 1-0 Panthers. Dawson Sprigging still in the goal to our right. Faking a drop pass. Keeping the puck is McCusker. Sends it back out to the point for a shot. Save made by Klein. The rebound goes wide. Down low is Harris. Puts it back out to the point. Malinowski. Cross ice for Ross. Tried to thread it, the needle down low. Couldn't do so. That's centered out in front. It'll come to the blue line. But Ross on the keep. Now here comes Spriggings. Extra attacker coming on for Wesleyan. Puck knocked around. We'll give you a listen in a second here. And back out to the point. Say Malinowski puts it down low. Deflected. 54 to go in the third period. 1-0 Panthers. Passes around. Shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Control by Harris. Walker Harris puts it back out to the point. That's knocked down. Still loose now. It's Tynango. Tynango sets up Malinowski for a shot. And a save made by Klein. Rebound is covered. .6 seconds to go. 1-0 Middlebury. Middlebury College Hockey on a One Credit Union Panther Radio Network, brought to you by Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South, and at DennekerChevrolet.com. And we might have a timeout coming for, I don't know what the argument's about. I'll tell you something. David Gosselin gives one emphatic timeout call, but timeout now called by Wesleyan with 36.6 seconds to go in the third period. 1-0 Middlebury with the lead. Again, the lone goal of this game came at the 12:16 mark of the second period. Andrew Neary's first of the season from Danny Jacobs and Travis Stevens. To this point, the only goal. Shots on goal on the board. 24-19 it's showing in favor of Wesleyan. And we're coming down the home stretch here in a 1-0 Middlebury lead. And of course, the extra tackle will be on as both teams going over some, well, Neil Sinclair just pointing out some instructions. The whiteboard is out on the Wesleyan bench for head coach Chris Potter. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. You can hear the crowd in the background raising a ruckus. Vinny Gisanti to take the draw against James Klein. And Gisanti wins the draw back. A loose puck will be sent up and out of the zone. Moving on to this one is Tkachuk. Centers it out in front and a missed shot. Fanning on the shot was Gisanti. 21 seconds to go. The race the other way. A centering pass deflected just wide of the cage. Picking it up is Harris. Harris tied up in the corner with 11 seconds to go. They still do a board battle. Puck works free to Hulls. Sends it back out. Tydingo shot. Knocked off. Gisanti gathers. Gisanti sends it out of the zone, and that will do it. Back to back. 1-0 shutouts for the Middlebury Panthers. This time, it's a shutout against the Wesleyan Cardinals. Nearly had a situation reminiscent of a incident a couple decades ago, but the missed empty net does not come to fruition, and the Panthers win it by a final score of 1-0. Andrew Neary's goal in the second holds up. Back with the postgame in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
You're sure to drive in style, mile after mile, when you join the team, Team Daneker.
It's Tom Daneker. Sometimes luck isn't always on your side. Maybe you're recently divorced, lost your job, had an illness in the family, lost your home, declared bankruptcy, or had a vehicle repossessed. In other words, you have really poor credit or no credit. Well, my friends, your luck is about to change. You need a vehicle. No problem. Here's how you get 100% guaranteed credit approval at Daneker Chevrolet. Visit us at Daneker Chevrolet, ask for Brett or David, and ask about 100% guaranteed credit approval. You can come in today and drive out in a vehicle today. We make Daneker deals, and we make you smile. At Daneker Chevrolet, we make it happen. Visit us at Route 7 South in Middlebury, at Daneker Virgens, or DenekerChevrolet.com.
Daneker Chevrolet.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Have trees blocking your view or just a property and you need it cleaned for building lots? Lathrop's can clear the land for many uses like scenic views, roads, even pasture reclamation. They can cover a lot of land in a minimal amount of time. With over 60 years of experience, they can handle all your land clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Virgins do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Virgins. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. True Value, start right, start here.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WVTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, where the Middlebury Panthers just finished off their second consecutive 1-0 shutout. This one 1-0 over the Wesleyan Cardinals. And the lone goal of this game came in the second period, much like it did against Tufts this past Saturday. And again, a second period goal holds up. This one, though, at the 12:16 mark, when Middlebury, with pressure in the zone, got the goal through their captain, Andrew Neary. Forecheck put on by Stevens, helped out by McClellan. Stevens got it in the near side corner. All this to our left. Now, puck behind the net. Centered out in front. Here's Neary shooting. Score! Andrew Neary found a spot through his screen. It might have been tipped in front. But with 7:44 to go in the fight in the second period, the Panthers on the board first, leading 1-0. For Andrew Neary, it's his first goal and second collegiate goal of his career. The senior in this game, number 73, scores his second career collegiate goal. The assist to Danny Jacobs and Travis Stevens at 12:16. That would be the only goal of the game. Gave Middlebury a 1-0 lead, a lead they would not relinquish. Shots on goal in the third period. Each team had 8. Game totals 25 for Wesleyan and 18 for Middlebury, but the Panthers come away with another 1-0 victory, this time against Wesleyan. When we come back, we'll give you our stars of the game, take a look at the out-of-town scores, and get you set up for tomorrow afternoon. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Our final score, Middlebury 1, Wesleyan 0. And now it's time for the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of the game comes from Wesleyan, and because his performance really did stick out tonight. Walker Harris earns number 3 star of the game. That's not to say a lot of players on Middlebury could have earned it, but Walker Harris really had himself a fine game. Just couldn't put anything by. The freshman gets our number 3 star. Number 2 star, the captain, Andrew Neary, solid as always, and gets the lone goal of the contest. Andrew Neary, star number 2. But star number 1, he gets his second consecutive shutout. That's the second time in his career that he's done it. Stephen Klein, our number 1 star. The first time he got back-to-back shutouts in his career was when he was a freshman, back on February 7th and 13th. The 7th was a 3-0 victory against these Wesleyan Cardinals, and then on the 13th, 6 days later, a 2-0 victory over Williams, both those games here at Kenyon Arena. So Stephen Klein getting career shutout number 8 for Stephen Kline. Back-to-back shutouts. Now, he is our number one star. His shutout streak now at 147 minutes and 52 seconds. Those are the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. A look at the out-of-town scoreboard. As you know, that is vital to everything. Unfortunately, the results did not work out the way that Middlebury would have hoped for here this evening. The first result, Bowdoin does hold on to defeat Amherst by a final score of 3-1. That game is now a final in Waterville. Check out Waterville, Brunswick. So it's a 3-1 final. Bowdoin gets the win over Amherst. Tufts defeated Connecticut College by a final score of 3-0. Williams, late in the third, has a 2-1 lead over Trinity. And Colby with a 1-0 victory over Hamilton. In fact, as we look there, Williams has just popped home a third goal, an empty netter for Frankie Merck. So 3-1, Williams leads Trinity with less than a minute to go in that game. It looks like Williams will hold on and win that game. So what that does then for the standings in NESCAC play, Middlebury does not gain ground on Bowdoin. In fact, Middlebury now 3-10. Bowdoin at 5-8, 10 points. Middlebury does catch Connecticut College, and we'll jump over them based on the based on more wins, or should at least. But they're tied on 6 points, both 4 back of Bowdoin, who now have 10 points on the season. Tufts, with their game against Connecticut College, that's a win, so they should move to 6-6-1 on the season. They'll be on 13 points. Wesleyan, with this loss, drops to 5-4-4 in conference. Amherst, with their loss, drops to 6-4-3. Trinity, with their loss, drops to 6-4-2. Williams still at the top of the table. Colby's jumped into second, Hamilton in third. But for the Panthers, trying to chase down that eighth and final playoff spot just got more difficult with Bowdoin's win this evening. In their game against Amherst. That was, as we said, a 3-1 final. But our final score here tonight, Middlebury defeats Wesleyan by a final score of 1-0. Our next broadcast tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 pregame show at 3 o'clock faceoff, when the Panthers take on the 14th-ranked Trinity Bantams right here at Kenyon Arena. Jim Tye doing a great job as always back in the studio. Thank you very much to him. And thank you very much to you, the fans, for listening to this presentation of Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. My name is Brett Luther. Once again, our final score. The Middlebury Panthers 1 and the Wesleyan Cardinals 0. Until tomorrow night, we say good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union. Together, we are one. 1CU.org, 7 Green Street in Virgins. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge. Join the movement and support local farms. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury. Your True Value Hardware Store. Autumn Gold Jewelry. They have the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Main Street in Middlebury. The National Bank of Middlebury. Offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs with branches in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, Virgins, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury, LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 in Middlebury. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. Woodware Fine Furniture, offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Route 7 South in Middlebury. Lafra Forest Products. Products. For more than six generations, Lathrop Forest Products has been proudly serving landowners with a full array of logging and land clearing services. Their professional crew is dedicated to helping clients in logging and timber management. South Street in Bristol. And Denneker Chevrolet, Route 7 South Middlebury, and at DennekerChevrolet.com.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WBTK and more information, visit 921WBTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WBTK.